I've been trying to preach some of John Wesley's great classic 44 standard sermons that formed the theological foundation of Methodist Church, along with the Articles of Religion and his notes on the New Testament. This is a hard sermon. It's one of the ones that he preached quite often, starting in the year 1739. It's a sermon in which he deals with a basic issue, one basic issue, and that is the marks of the new birth. And the issue was one that was very important to John Wesley. It may not be very important to you. It's a question of the relationship between baptism and regeneration. Does that bother you? Does that puzzle you? Does that keep you awake at night? I doubt it. But it did John Wesley. For John Wesley was a man in great tension over the issue of regeneration and baptism and its place. For when he talked about the marks of the new birth from the text I just read from Nicodemus, he talked about a tension that was going on in his own life. Every time I think about the new birth, I think about the story I may have already shared with you about a new preacher who went to the church to be the pastor. And the first sermon that he preached was, "Ye must be born again." It was a great sermon. And the people were thrilled to have a powerful preacher who would teach upon such a profound doctrine. The second Sunday came, and the preacher preached, "Ye must be born again." The third Sunday, "Ye must be born again." The fourth Sunday, "Ye must be born again." After the fourth sermon on "Ye must be born again," the pastor parish committee called a meeting. And they discussed with the pastor the appropriateness of speaking four times on the same thing. And the pastor said, "Well, let me tell you this. When all of you get born again, we'll go on to something else." Sometimes I feel that way. For the Bible says that unless we are born of the Spirit, you cannot hear the things of God. It's like a child who's in the womb who cannot see and cannot hear. A person who, until they are born, cannot hear and see the things of God. It's like speaking to a bunch of fetuses or deaf and dumb people who know not the things of the Lord, who care not about the things of the Spirit, until the Spirit breathes life into our hearts and the scales are taken from our eyes. And it's like being born again, and you see the things of the kingdom that you've never seen before.